Flap. A flap sound occurs in Canadian English when a T is between two vowels. The sound is somewhere in between a D and a T. Generally, new speakers of English or people with accents make a T sound. If you think of making a D sound, it will help you get to the flap sound. But keep in mind, the flap sound is not a D. It's in between the two sounds, made somewhat softer than a D, and actually made a bit further back in the mouth. In words such as these, listen for the flap sound. Butter. Matter. Bottle. Meeting. Anatomy. Water. Subtle. Bitter. Dated. Auto. Brighter. Notice. British. Subtlety. I'll do that one again. It's a hard one. Subtlety. Because in fact, they're almost two. Subtlety. Better. Dating. Motor. Nearsighted. Automatic. Photo. Debtor. Batter. Animated. Yachting. Beautiful. Delighted. Vitamin. Indebted. Letter. Total. Recreated. Liberty. Data. Either data or data are perfectly acceptable. Facility. Later. Little. Crated. United. Auto. Utility. Intuitive. Ladder. Battle. Title. Sonata. City. Betty. Titillated. Now listen to these words. Some have flaps and some do not. At the end, I'll explain the rule that makes the flap appear or not in English. But keep in mind, a flap is a very subtle sound, and there are times when native speakers do not use it. It is not wrong to say letter or total. It is simply more Canadian to say letter and total. Compare these words. Total. There's a flap. Totality. There isn't. Hotel. Chinatown. 80. There's a flap. 18th. No flap. There's no flap in 18th, hotel, and totality because the syllable where the T appears is emphasized. Intuition. There's no flap in the first T because it's not between two vowels. The second T, of course, is not pronounced as a T, but as a sh, intuition. Aesthetic. Aesthetician. Emphasized syllable. Futile. flap. Utility, no flap. Listen to these words. Unitarian. Sit down. Neater. There's a flap. Deter. Accent on the second syllable where the T appears, no flap. Motel. There's a flap here, floated, but not in flotilla. There are flaps in these words. 30, 40, 70, 80, 90. But no flap here. Determine. No flap here. Donatello. In both cases, the accented syllable has the T. Fatal. Fatality. Fertile. Fertility. What do you know? Not what do you know, although both are acceptable. Detour. Vital. Vitality. Sagittarius. Anatomy. There's a flap. Anatomical. No flap. Photograph. Flap. Photographer. No flap. Titanic. No flap. Hospital. Flap. Hospitality. No flap. Attic. Attack. Fraternal. Fraternity. No flap in either of those. Listen to these sentences. After the battle, the looting villagers rioted all night and day. She slighted the waiters who toted the lightest trays. That catty woman dated all the greatest men. Number 4. A cad is a meat eater. I'll say the sentence a couple of ways. A cat is a meat eater. That's acceptable, isn't it? Now the same sentence with the flaps. A cat is a meat eater. Number 5. The bitter batter from the griddle cakes dotted the gutter. Listen to how odd it sounds when all those T's are pronounced as T's. The bitter batter from the griddle cakes dotted the gutter. Not wrong, but not right either. Number 6. We tried quieting Peter's mating kittens. Number 7. Patty is both a pretty girl and a devoted daughter. Listen to number 7 without the flaps. Patty is both a pretty girl and a devoted daughter. Once again with the flaps. Patty is both a pretty girl and a devoted daughter. 8. She patted the litter of mottled kittens. 9. On Saturday, he found himself writing a letter about his unrequited love. 10. The necessity of amity will be discussed at the Amityville Hospital. Eleven. Scotty's stutter is getting better, noted Otto and Betty. 12. Wetting her wedding dress with water was a calamity. 13. It was my duty to settle this maddening matter. Listen to the difference between the D in maddening and matter. Matter. It's pretty fine, isn't it? Maddening. Matter. That's why I say think of a D. Number 14. Mr. Ritter the stouter and smarter of the brothers, collects alligators. 15. The tattered debtors chattered among themselves. 16. The otter and the beetles occupied the desert area. 17. The Mad Hatter, a natty dresser, righted the table and straightened the teacups. 18. They pitied the 80 martyrs. One last word about a flap. As you work on it, keep in mind that not having a flap will never be considered a speech error by native listeners. If anything, they will say your speech is overly precise and formal. What's great about that is you can introduce it slowly. Just try to begin to put it into your language.